Might add, a radio source for enlightenment as well as entertainment. I just wanted to add that in because I don't think I know what the hell I'm doing yet. I just got up from a nap. Anyway, if you'd like to make a call, you can use our toll-free number, which, by the way, is good for both the U.S. of A. and Canada. 888-228-4494, and there is a worldwide number, 877-489-6350. Now, do you get all those numbers down? Do you want to call in? Go right ahead. I don't know that I'll answer, but go ahead and call. Nah, I'm just running you. I think I'm feeling a little bit silly at the end of the 2007 year. Speaking of which, getting towards the end, aren't you glad Christmas is over? Maybe a return to sanity till it comes around again. It is kind of an insane time of year. Basically, everybody, at least around me, gets fat. You put on about, I don't know, anywhere from 5 to 8 Christmas pounds. I don't know whether that has to do with cookies or just plain overeating. But I certainly seem to have gained weight. And I'm struggling trying to get out of the trailer through the cold weather and into the gym. So hopefully this time next year I'll be in warm Alabama. And if you've been looking at the TNT board, you know that I have a plan to move in mid-April, which brings me up to a point of backtracking on something I had said last week. I was pretty sure that I would not be able to do net radio. I pretty much kind of considered bringing my radio career to a close, such as it is. However, it is possible, and I don't have this firmed up by any means, but it is possible that I may, in fact, have net access. And why is this becoming a point of difficulty? Most of you live in normal homes, regular houses, apartments, so on and so forth, you know, where you have a landline, you go ahead and get a DSL cable, you pay whatever it is per month, and you have net access. Well, I live in a trailer. Joe and I are RVers, and we've been full-time RVers since 1994. So we don't always have net access. And by the time I get to Alabama, I'm really not sure what will occur. One of the parks that I'm looking at staying in does, in fact, have net access. It's got a Wi-Fi, which is what I'm using right now. But whether or not I'll actually be in that park, that is an unknown. From this point, yeah, it looks like it'll happen, but wow, folks, you know, you just never know. You never know about a lot of things, like Carolyn McCarthy, Democrat from New York, and she just loves you. You know, Carolyn loves you so much. She loves you so much that she wants to help you. She wants to help you from yourself. Yeah, her and her stupid provision to allow doctors to ban people from owning guns. That's Carolyn McCarthy. Throw her out of office, folks. Anybody from New York, if you're listening, you've got an asshole for a representative. There's a picture of her, by the way, on the WND.com World Net Daily. I love the picture. You got to take a look at it. I probably should go over this because nobody knows what the hell I'm talking about, but I'm going to tell you. Congress has given gun owners in America a Christmas gift, a blade in the back. According to officials with Gun Owners of America, the organization said the plan supported by Senator Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, and others, and known as the Veterans Disarmament Act by opponents, is being forwarded to President Bush. While other gun groups have endorsed H.R. 2640, a comprehensive plan to expand the powers of the Brady Bill Gun Restriction Plan, Gun Owners of America has opposed it vigorously and described its provisions for banning individuals, especially veterans, from owning guns as unreasonable. Quote, the core of the bill's problems is Section 101, Subclass C, Subclass 1, Subclass Capital C, which makes you a prohibited person on the basis of a medical finding of disability. So long as a veteran had an opportunity for some sort of hearing before some lawful authority other than a court, the organization said in a new criticism of the plan, presumably this lawful authority could even be the psychiatrist himself. Well, folks, it's just another gimmick by some turkeys to get your guns. Will they get it? Will they succeed? No! No, they won't. It won't happen. I think you ought to throw Carolyn McCarthy out of office just out of stupidity. Not because it's actually going to happen. No, I don't believe it. This is not Europe, folks. We are not Europe. We are not Italy. We are not France. We are not Spain. We are the United States of America, founded on what? On a dollar bill? No! It was founded on a gun. That's how we came to be. At the point of a barrel. That is our heritage. Don't like violence? You know what? If our ancestors didn't like violence, there'd be no U.S. of A. They had to get violent to get it. Now, here's a prediction for you, coming from this old coot. I suspect it's going to take violence to hold on to it. I'm not the first one to say it, and Thomas Jefferson said it a long time ago. Every once in a while, you have to spill a little patriotic blood to hold on to your freedom. Keep your powder dry. I think I'll just click off Carolyn McCarthy. The mouse on the computer is so funny. If I don't like something, I just go click and they're gone. Don't you wish you could do that with George W. Bush? I wish I could do that with Washington, D.C. You know, click and it's gone. There's a lot of things gone lately. You know what else is gone, and I'm having a hard time finding, is psychic predictions. And I think I know why. You know, I was going to have a cool radio show today. I was going to give you all kinds of forecasts, you know. Who's predicting this? Who's predicting that? Wow. You try to find predictions on the net, and it's hard because, and this is why, they're now for sale. Yep, you're going to have to pay for it. You know, 10 years ago on the net, it was all open and free. Now everybody wants to make a buck. Yep, everybody wants to make a buck. In a little while, I'll give you my own predictions for the year 2007, which, by the way, this is my last TNT radio show for the year 2007. Next time I do this show, it will be 2008, the 1 year. Or at least so my wife tells me. I think they add the numbers up across and so on and so forth. I'm not really sure how that works. Numerology of some sort. And there's another prediction that I did find, and I've been listening to it over and over again. And this is a strange one to me, because it comes from none other than your most favorite right-wing idiot, Bill O'Reilly. He keeps predicting that Hillary Clinton will, in fact, be president. I have no idea why he keeps making that prediction. I don't know whether he's feeling depressed about the Republican Party. I don't know what it is. He seems to be convinced that Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States. Do I believe that? Well, you know, it'd be scary. I mean, it'd be really spooky. Oh, my God. Can you imagine another 8 years of Clintonology? Oh, I don't think I can handle it. What kind of president would she make? Actually, folks, as much as I dislike Hillary Clinton, I seriously doubt that she's going to disband the United States. I really doubt it. Does she know what she's doing? She knows what she's doing in terms of playing politics, that's for damn sure. I mean, this gal is very savvy in terms of the political game, gamesmanship of politics. She swings both ways, as they say at parties. You know? they go both ways, that what that means politically. She will say whatever is necessary to attract your attention and get your vote. I don't care what it is. She'll say it. Does she believe what she's saying? No. She doesn't. Does she know what she believes? No. She doesn't. And how come? She's been playing the political game so long, she doesn't know. She really doesn't know that there really is a basic set of universal principles and ethics and morality. She really doesn't know. She doesn't know what her own beliefs are. She's simply playing a huge political game. And the games go on. They're certainly going on in Pakistan right now, aren't they? Benazir Bhutto. Come on, you know she's been assassinated. By Al-Qaeda. Of course. Who else? Who is Al-Qaeda? Al-Qaeda is everybody I don't know. Oh, what a definition, huh? That's right. If I don't know them, they're Al-Qaeda. It's kind of like McCarthyism, remember? Oh, no, you're too young to remember, aren't you, folks? Back in the 50s. McCarthy was pointing communists under everybody's bed. And now it's Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda this, Al-Qaeda that. Al-Qaeda got Benazir Bhutto. Well, I'm not really sure they did. Yeah, there was somebody with a gun. He fired the gun. He blew himself up. He blew up a lot of other people. But did you know that her death, according to the reports coming out of Pakistan, was not caused by a gun or by the explosion? Here's where it gets strange. Apparently, in an effort to avoid or protect herself from the explosive situation, she ducked her head, thereby banging it on something protruding, I think it was a lever of some sort, something protruding from the sunroof of the car she was in. Giving herself a severe enough concussion to cause death. Do you believe that? You believe that, then I got some land I want to sell you at the bottom of a swamp in Alabama. Do you know what it would take to hit your head, to self-inflict death? That would be a hell of a hit. Did her head snap back? Of course. And in just the perfect way to cause death? I doubt it. I seriously, seriously doubt it. This is real murky. Of course, everybody's going to come up with really good, plausible explanations. The head snapping back, whiplashing forward at Mach 4. Yeah, right. In a vehicle that's doing what? 2 miles an hour. Come on! The car could not move. At best, it was hardly moving at all. So, what caused the force for her to flip her head hard enough to cause a concussion severe enough to cause death? What a pile of crap that is. Who's going to believe it? Sadly, most of the people around the planet. Yeah, that's the problem. She was the a Pakistani politician, and she chaired the PPP, which is the Pakistan People's Party, kind of a left political party affiliated to the Socialist International. Now, she was the first woman elected to lead a Muslim state. You know, that in itself is kind of amazing, considering how women are treated in the Middle East. I am always amazed when I see something like her type of ascension politically. So what is that telling us? You know, not all the pieces fit in the puzzle, do they? You look at the Middle East, you hear about the Al-Qaeda, you hear about the mistreatment of women and so on and so forth. But then you take a country like Pakistan, which is obviously a Muslim country, but they elect the female. Twice. Yeah, that's right, twice. She was prime minister of Pakistan. First time was in 1988 at the age of 35. Now, this this woman who's now going to achieve the status of angel because of her assassination was removed from office after 20 months on the grounds of alleged corruption. That's right, folks. Lots of corruption. You know, if you go back into that entire family situation, the Bhutto family, you're going to find a lot of accounts with documented out of Spain and France, a lot of banking accounts in Switzerland. A lot of money went through. Of course, they deny it all. The 1998 New York Times investigation indicated that Pakistani investigators had documents uncovering a network of bank accounts all linked to the family's lawyer in Switzerland. So, she got removed on the grounds of alleged corruption. Guess what? She was reelected again and removed again in 1996 on similar charges. The presidents of the country kept removing her. The first was Khan, the second was Legari. They both removed her on the same charges. Now she's a saint. So who was Al-Qaeda? Anybody? I don't know. How many people do I know? Not many. What do I mean by no? Wow. How well do you know anyone? You never know. You never, never know. The assets held by Bhutto and her husband had been well scrutinized, and they were alleged to contain up to 740 million English pounds. Let me tell you, folks, that's a lot of bread. I would suspect, I don't know, I think you about, isn't it a pound to a dollar? So you're looking at, what, $1,480 million? Man, that's a lot of money. That's what happens with people in politics. Can't keep their fingers out of the piggy bank. The most outstanding aspect of her death is negligence displayed by her own security detail. Now, that's coming from Yossi Melman, correspondent in Pakistan. According to reports, the assassin managed to approach Bhutto and position himself within a short distance of her before proceeding to shoot her and detonate the explosives with which he was strapped. Well, he did not shoot her. According to the authorities, she was not shot. Apparently, there's no shrapnel in her. There's no bullets. According to the report, she banged her head on a sunroof and died. Do you believe it? Don't. It just ain't so. On my website, I've included a Planet Earth. If you click on it, on the left-hand side, you will get an entire list of cool blogs. And I guess the Planet Earth, it's spinning, actually. Kind of a neat little image. It's spinning. And it represents blogs from around the world. And I've managed to gather some. It's not complete. Most of them are, in fact, from the U.S., but there are a few now from foreign countries. If you get a chance to take a look at it, it is pretty cool. As far as blogging is concerned, what does it take? Well, you know, if you really want to get involved in it, it takes the tenacity of a blog. And sometimes I get up, I take a look at the blog, I say, well, gee, I ought to write something because I want to ping it out. You know, when you ping, then it lets the blog feeders know that you published something, like I've got really something important to say. Sometimes you don't know what to say. If you go through the blogs, here's what you're going to find. You're going to find people who are desperately trying to get noticed by way of their blog. Usually it's a political blog. I guess they feel if they get noticed that maybe eventually somebody's going to offer them a job as a reporter. I don't know. So they try and try and try very, very hard to put something political on their blog every day. Sadly. You want to know what most blogs are? Most blogs are copy and paste of news articles from major news sources, national news media, pasted into the blog with a one-line sentence from the blogger. So if you look at a blog, let's say today's blog, somebody makes a blog, writes about the Bhutto assassination, what you're going to find is for every 10 sentences that have been copied and pasted, you'll have one sentence from the blogger. Why? A few reasons. The first one is paraphrasing takes time, and they just simply don't want to bother to do it. Can they do it? Well, sure. Most of them, I think, are bright enough to be able to read an article, close it off, sit down in front of the typewriter days. No, not a typewriter. Sit in front of their PC using some sort of editing tool and write what they just read about. You know, a couple of paragraphs. They don't do it. Some do. Majority, it's constant copy and paste. Why are they doing it? I don't know. Maybe they're bored. I know it takes a lot to keep a blog going. Sometimes it becomes an incredible chore. Just like getting on the radio. I mean, believe me, folks, there are times when You know, I really don't feel like being on the damn radio. But it's a schedule. And if you have, and if you've taken the responsibility, then you got to follow through with it. Yep. Follow through, like in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This, this screwball, Richard Wade Jr., 28, he must have been out of money. I don't know, he was probably fresh out of cash. So, he decides to take his Ford Mustang, and he pushed it down the mountainside. Now, why did he do it? Because he reported it as being stolen from a parking lot in a restaurant. And it was his way of making money by filing an insurance claim. It's called insurance fraud. But, you know, some people are really stupid. I mean, really, really dumb. You know what he did? he asked his cousin to help him push the car. yeah, of course that's how the police found out. Is that dumb or what? There's another way to make money besides pushing your Ford Mustang off a mountain. Go find a rare stamp. Ever hear of the Jenny stamp? That sold for $825,000. Now, the Jenny stamp, it's very historical because it shows, remember the old biplanes? That's the old Jenny. Well, the Jenny stamp was a 24-cent stamp. And when they printed the original print of the stamp, the damn plane was printed upside down. Of course, some people got a hold of those first ones, and that has become extremely rare and recently sold for $825,000. Now, that is not the most expensive price. There was another similar, what am I saying similar? It was exactly the same. It sold for a little over $900,000 a year ago. Well, one thing you're not going to read about this particular stamp thing is that that is not the only stamp that has occurred on. There, I can't recall the name of the stamp, but there is a stamp that's worth quite a bit more money. And it has a, remember the old steam engines? It has an old steam engine on it, and the smoke coming out of the stack is going in the same direction as the train. Yeah. I'll be damned if I can remember the name of it. I saw a picture of it once. Anyway, when you get those little mistakes coming out of the printer, of course they eventually catch up to, they correct the mistake, but then it becomes a very rare item to own. So this last one sold for $825,000. I mean, can you imagine that? Wouldn't it be neat to go up into your attic, go through all your ancestors' stuff, and see a stamp like that? There's another way that you could make a few extra bucks in terms of finding things. You need to talk to Sam Haskins. Guess what he got for Christmas? He got 6 fur coats. Apparently. Now, this is really strange. He's the new owner of a hardware store, okay? And as you would with any old building, you investigate it. Now, you don't always have the time to do all the investigation necessary prior to purchase. Sometimes you kind of discover as you go. He started poking around in the basement, and he found a climate-controlled vault containing 6 fur coats. Wow. they'd been in there for 30 years. Amazing, huh? Ah, how I would like to find an old stamper or six fur coats. I could use the cash, folks, believe me. Couldn't we all? Well, guess what? Somebody else needs cash, and her name is none other than Madonna. I guess she must need cash. She's directing her first movie. This is her debut as a director. I can't imagine. Hard for me to fathom what that movie might be about, but the title of it is Filth and Wisdom. Gosh, you know, I can say a lot about that title. Yeah, Madonna's going to make her movie debut. I don't know anything about the movie. I just thought I'd throw it into the news and toss it out there. There is a lot of offbeat news going on. Some of it will really catch you by surprise. For instance, are you aware of the legal dispute between Sean Connery and his downstairs neighbors? Yeah. Wow. I mean, you really don't expect to come across this. I certainly didn't see it in, headline news. Of course, I like Sean Connery, and I expect to see him, spread across the front of the newspapers. First of all, the guy is 77 years old. And I guess his neighbor, Burton Sultan, says Sean is a bully who ignores norms of neighborliness and decency. See, apparently they share a townhouse. Now, Connery and his wife claim the Sultan family complaints have delayed needed repairs to the roof, imperiling the Conneries and raising the repair costs. In a decision made public Wednesday, State Supreme Court Justice Marcy Friedman tossed out many of the Sultan's claims, but slammed the Conneries for what she called their blunderbuss legal salvos. She barred both sides from filing any more lawsuits. Well, the sides have clashed repeatedly over the Conneries' year-long renovations to their part of the six-story landmark 1869 townhouse. The Sultans claim the renovations have subjected them to noise, fumes, leaks, and rats ruining their collection of antique wicker furniture. I don't know, folks. It's getting weird out there. Is it weird enough for you yet? It's getting weird enough for me. I don't know what Sean Connery is doing with his townhouse. Can you imagine a landmark townhouse, 1869, six stories? Do you want to guess how much that's got to cost? Ah, we can only dream. But since I've got Sean in front of me talking to us, I just watched the movie last night. I rewatched it. Medicine Man, if you have not seen it, it's an older movie. Please, please go see it. Wonderful movie. You're going to love it. Hey, remember Lorraine Bracco from The Sopranos? You know, she played the psychiatrist. She co-stars in the movie Medicine Man. And what a neat movie it is. Well made, well acted, well directed. What can I say? It's just done really, really well. I mean, it's about basically a researcher living in South America in the rainforest who comes across, quite by accident, a discovery of a cure for cancer, out of some of the flowers and so on and so forth that he's dealing with and collecting. Anyway, it's a wonderful story. See the movie if you haven't seen it. It is really, really good. And it's hard to come across a good movie. Every once in a while I go out to the video store and I think, let's go get a good movie. they're becoming much more difficult to come across. Lots of bad movies, like, for instance, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. What a pile of sparrow crap. Why did I say sparrow? For those of you who have seen the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, you know Sparrow is the character played by Johnny Depp. Now, I am a fan of Johnny Depp. Last night, I told you, I saw the movie Medicine Man with Sean Connery. Prior to that, I saw another old movie with Johnny Depp called The Astronaut's Wife. You're not going to recognize him immediately, but he's the husband. Great movie. The original Pirates of the Caribbean, especially the first one, was great. Good movie. Even the second one was almost good. You know, the skeleton, so on and so forth. They've been going a little bit overboard. But this one, at World's End, it was silly. I would not waste my time to go to the movie to see it. We had been given that movie, by the way, as a Christmas present. There really isn't much of a movie. It's just a bunch of people running around with swords. There's almost no storyline. Almost none. Don't bother with it. Amon White defines that movie as banality. There is a lot of banal kinds of things going on, some of which is occurring on a TNT bulletin board. And we'll get to that in a minute, but I got something important to discuss. Really, really important. And that is the campaign of Ron Paul. This is the kind of person who can gather around him a lot of ill will from the powers that be. Ron Paul, our last hope, won't be allowed to win. Meanwhile, Bush regime further isolates concerned Americans. This comes from an original document on Rens.com, okay? And it was written by Ted Lang. He wrote this on the 27th. Let us be perfectly clear on just one thing going into 2008. Congressman Ron Paul of the 14th District in Texas will not be allowed to win. Period. End of discussion. Now, this is quite a lengthy article. Basically, what the article comes down to is that the establishment simply will not allow that to happen. And if necessary, the establishment will eliminate Ron Paul one way or another. What do I think? Yep, I believe it is quite possible. I certainly would not put it beyond the scope of our own government to, you know, unleash some sort of black op against Ron Paul. Oh, they're all quite capable of it, including President Bush. They will kill anyone to achieve their goal. Doesn't matter who they are. And I mean literally. I'm not talking figuratively here. I really do believe that every person in Washington, D.C. comes very close to the potential of committing murder, assassination, mayhem, you name it. They're politicians, that's what they do. They play with people on a chessboard. Hey, you like Barack Obama? Isn't he a cool guy? Kind of the black version of Frank Sinatra when you looked at him when Frankie was about 20, swimming in his suit. What a nice guy. Would he kill you? Of course he would. Once they gain power, they go a little insane. Believe me, folks, they all will do it. Whether it's a male, whether it's a female, no matter who it is, they will play you like you were someone on a chessboard. I'm getting a call from my sister right now. Probably wants to tell me about an RV park, but I'm not going to answer the call. Let's stick with the issue. What's going to happen to Ron Paul? You know, this guy is capable of putting together a massive amount of money. I mean, really massive. And he does it so quickly. You know, if done right, he really could become President of the United States, but not through the Republican Party. It's not going to happen, folks. There is no way that he's going to gain the Republican nomination. It ain't going to happen. He's going to have to run as an independent. That is the only way Ron Paul can possibly win the election. Do you really believe that come the primaries that the Republican Party is going to push through Ron Paul? I doubt it. He's got to run as an independent. And what might he be up against? Well, here's what I'm predicting. Write this down, folks. Get your pens and paper out. Nevin's making a prediction. I'm predicting we're going to have a few third-party candidates. Ron Paul being one of them. Excuse me. And Mayor Bloomberg another. You better believe it. Bloomberg is going to run. It's going to happen. Now, what is the best situation? The best situation would be for Ron Paul and Bloomberg to collaborate into one huge third party. That would do it. That would do it. Paul sort of expects to get a boost from young voters in Iowa. I don't know. I'm not even sure Iowa means anything, to tell you the truth. Everybody is ablaze about Iowa right now. Honestly, I think it's kind of meaningless. None of it is going to mean anything until that primary. You can't go by the polls anymore. I mean, this is an open election. Anybody could win. Hell, my neighbor, I got a neighbor living about four trailers down from me, dumber than a post. If he had enough money, he could win. Money is going to what's going to do it. Speaking of a blaze, if you want attention, start a smoky fire. This is by Robert Alfred Darby. I got to tell you, I really tried to understand Robert's post. I did my darndest. It starts out telling you about the fire that was in Cheney's office. The fire broke out in an electrical closet of the executive building of the White House. This electrical closet on the second floor contained phone banks that serviced Cheney's ceremonial offices on the floor above. The fire then billowed into Cheney's ceremonial offices above the third floor before it was contained. Well, for one thing, nobody declared martial law in the land of the people. The Council of Worlds allowed an exception to the Prime Rule. Huh? Yeah. I you know, what does that post mean? We start talking about a fire breaking out in Cheney's office, and the next thing we read is, nobody declared martial law in the land of the people. The Council of Worlds allowed an exception to the Prime Rule. Oh, you know, that's the problem, folks. Don expects me to read the news from the TNT board. This is how do you read that as news? I'm not sure what it was. He goes on to this rather long, lengthy post, apparently about Planet X. I mean, it got really strange. So if you want some entertainment, go to the TNT board. You're bound to get entertained. I tell you what, if you're not entertained by the TNT board, you gotta be brain dead. I gotta read this next one. Don wrote this. It, you know, it really is good. But please, listen in between the lines and everything else, okay? It's not enough that we stay heart-centered. It's not enough that we remove all fear from our lives and walk in step with our conscious heart. That's easy. Especially if the seers, psychics, shamans, channelers, walk-ins, healers, intuitives, visionaries, soothsayers, futurists, mystics, elders, mediums, messengers, witches, magicians, healers, and copulators are correct. You're a living God, man. Therefore, it must be easy. So I ponder. Maybe we're here to gain information, too. Information that we use to create our own free will universe. Maybe we're here to gain alliances with like-minded souls that will help us create our own free will universe. Maybe we're creating one together right now. Group hug time. Well, actually, that was very well written. But the funny part, you got to bear with me here, folks. He gets into why he wrote it, and an article on the New Earth Plasma Body as a science map of full conscious technology, essence, love, and more diverse genetics. What the F does that mean? This was written December 28th. I mean, people write this stuff. Where did they get? I don't know how they could go on with so many words. It's such a meaningless effort and way. I mean, that sentence doesn't mean anything that I just read to you, folks. Your new Earth plasma body as a science map of full conscious technology, essence, love, and more diverse genetics. And then I'm talking about one lengthy article on and on and on that is totally meaningless. Word gibberish. Here, I'm going to read a paragraph. This new guidance gives you new solutions in all areas to assist humanity in its community awakening, governing free energy, commerce, ecology, and soul-body sciences. During this process, you thought your bodies were through the quantum leap, that you would leave behind the mass hypnosis that always felt like a monkey on your back and in your head, driving you to do and feel what never seemed like your own? Many of you had reported re-experiencing past events or lifetime memories like you were stuck in a holographic memory, stuck in a movie you couldn't stop feeling, watching body after body, abuse, terror, wanting to die, beliefs of haunted enslaved. Oh, my God, folks. This thing goes on and on and on. Why do people write this? I wish somebody would answer the question. You know, I mean, paragraph after paragraph of mainly nonsense. Nothing that can be validated, verified, corroborated, or even exist on the planet Earth? How about carbonic polarity body, which will eventually die with the older carbonic polarity body? That's a noun of some sort. Will eventually die with the old Earth. Oh, God. Now you're going to get a new crystalline soul body, which overcomes death, disease, and suffering. A diamond body. Folks, get a life. My God, get a life. Yeah. Oh. What else can I say? This has come from the spiritual notebook. It's called Spiritual Hash. And there's such a thing as spiritual hash. It's not that complicated, folks. And you don't have to go on for page after page after page trying to discuss something that's fairly simple. It's not all that complex. This is my show on Sunday on Woodland Star. I'll cover some of it. We'll talk about spirituality, and I'm going to talk about spiritual hash on that show. What I just read to you was spiritual hash. Guess what? We have time for a bit more? Yeah, one more. Economic enslavement versus free society. The society you are part of has been lost. It is owned, and it is enslaved by the old world order, who have bribed those among you to betray your friends, families, and neighbors in an awful and deadly plot that has killed hundreds of millions of your loved ones. The nature of this plot comes from the depths of the outrageous lies that you still believe. You believe it? Are you enslaved? Is there a conspiracy? Yeah. I think it's called a conspiracy of DNA stupidity. Folks, I got to go. Tune in to my Sunday show. I am going to cover spirituality. I'm going to do it. I'm going to blast the hell out of a lot of people. Hold on to your ears, Don, because Sunday I'm going to lay it out for all the spiritual assholes that are out there. Hey, have a wonderful new year. Don, that's a wrap.